Zok Gemara. Hu arba da minsu ala beitre. Hayam adihu hi, vayam adihi. Oschad min ayel beidin, amamar at hasua. Ad maizina, sahadi adihi. Tafsinon, ayloi tafsinon. Hunam tafsinon, bidam ayloi tafsinon. Zok Gemara. Arba svinu shepadam. Hayam adihu. Some of them want to know why it's not, but some of them okay, if it was in one of their properties, then it would be Mosek place. Hayam edihu, v'chalz v'loize, v'loize muvzakim ba'a. You said, v'loi rami ala mesnisin, v'shnai mayich zim talus, 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 v'shnai short words, what all the shayinim amirach over here. Kozim Menachanan, the Shvam, that Kozim Menachanan, the shayinim code, that the reason is by Shnei Marich, and it's, we say Yachloik, it was because they're holding it. Shayinim here, because no one's holding it. That's why this is called Amgabra. The Rishbam doesn't really give you too much information about this, Bechal. But I guess we'll see more when we get the taste of this and we're sharing what exactly is going on with that. Just really get into the kishkas of what the Yana. Tivsua, Penyim Kirena. Yeah, what's the problem, Grandma? I think not relying there, but I think the Grandma means it's going to get further away and hard to track it down. If I just,
hard time getting it, but doesn't actually know a lot of Grandma.
I don't think it means that Grandma changes, it's a game changer, and then it just stays in the Alpi Alocha. I don't think so. I mean, it just means that. It makes it more messy. It makes it more complicated to sort things out. That's what I think. Yeah. Avo hazaka shehirzik ba acha shehir zela ain a klum. And on side the shetaris leave a ball the other. Says Rishbam that if one of them were to grab it, so that's not going to give him a real din of a mukhzik. That will say, be calling him a din of mukhzik of el varaya, because we know exactly how he got it. So there's no the tfisa like we had before by Nasir Abba. The tfisa of when we know, we saw the tefisa, that we know that where you got it from, then the fact that you're holding it is meaningless. Doesn't really do it for you. Now in this Rishbam, we're saying it's not meaningless. So that means that the din of Kol Dolam Gavar B'chayra is not going to be, it's not a gedder of psak. Okay? Rather, it's a gedder of a silk. That Bezdin, we discussed this once briefly in the Flam and Aleph. It's reminded us, we had the Rabban over there, we'll really go back to the Sharon talk over there. But just what's the gedder of us right now, in this Rishbam, his passion is just a gedder of a silk. I know that Bezdin doesn't know what to do over here. So Bezdin removes themselves. And then if you look at the Rishbam later on in the sugya, it's certainly mashma like that. The Rishbam says, when the Gemara, at the end of Maschal Hossam, the Gemara's Bechal between Mishtei Shtaris, Yetz Mei Mechad, and Arba. So Rishbam says, this Gemara says, makes chiluk the Ikal Mekal Milsa. Rishbam says, since Ikal Mekal Milsa, Mivoy Ve'Yidu, Hilchah Chen Kan, The Shem evaluated him, and therefore they can get messed over because they pass in Chalechleik, they pass in Shuda. Rambam says, we just leave it. Bezdin removes themselves. Bezdin just doesn't get involved at all. What's it? What? Ivus is a
distortion.
Ivus is a. This is going to be like a din. Distortion of din. Ivus is a din. What?
Ivus
is wrong. What?
Is the issue of Zilus and Medina, or is it an issue of like they don't want to be associated with themselves?
No, it's more like a
possibly,
right? No. But right now, no. It's more like a Zilus and Medina kind of thing. So that lechay this Rishbam, what we're there also saying that when the what the ex and gather of Kol Dolom Gavur is, he sounds like it's talking just a silk, and that's why. Go back to our Rishbam. We would say that this, that one of them grabs it, like Rishbam says, is betzim meaningless because Punky's holding it, and L'chaira someone would be able to come and grab it, and the other guy come grab back also L'chaira. You know, one of them grabbed it, the other guy can turn around and grab it. The Maisa Taisvitz, there is a sheet that stays in Bambatsiya that above. It says Lahedya, if I called on Gavar, it could go back and forth. And that Lechaira is with the Shita, Ebatsam called on Gavar is a Silk Balma. It's a Silk Balma. Bezin is just not getting involved. So then, just like the first time, one guy won, round one, he won. Round two, the other guy can win. You know, the Tyson above at the bottom over here, he says, "Idil Makim that feel gover haechad." He's talking about whether you can matish in the middle. It's not a gate to us right now. But what gate to us is what Tyson says that kiva that feel gover echad. Im yochal shein lachzal taik v'menu. Do my case of kolam gover. And he says, "Man is zeicher wadin hektish boy. Tafkel leachol hektish. He's handling it whether hektish is chal. But part of it, Pesach does say that you could grab it back and forth.
Could a three take it involved in this?
I'm saying because kol dolom gavur is just a silk. Therefore, makes sense." That this is called the Omgavra, so it therefore makes sense that it should go back and forth. It's not a psak.
What did the Rishbam say that's telling Amar Shakti? What did the Rishbam tell us that has anything to do with Kolom
Rishbam
now said that what?
Rishbam here, the two Rishbam.
The first
Rishbam has said that when the guy grabs it, it's meaningless. His tefisa is nothing.
He's
going to call him Gavar over here, right?
Gavar is right away, really, but...
Then it's called him Gavar.
Yeah, I feel Bezin has to,
then it's called him Gavar.
Well, right away, they start arguing without Bezin.
Well, Bezin has to make a fish called him Gavar? I don't know.
Okay, fine. Even if it's a seal, it's still like the best way to announce it. Either way, I don't understand what the deal is, so what's the deal?
He seems to be saying that the guy has nothing on it. The guy has nothing on it.
Let's see the Rosh over here says the Rosh Dinu.
So Rosh says, first of all, his opening statement is called Olam Gavar Dino. Kol mi shegava yodai b'pam reshayna hu shaloi. We don't let him. Then he throws in the svar. So you call Yemeya ben Meriva Machlaikis. Here think we can't have a situation where they're like beating each other up every other day. Elacham and Pasku called the Olam, the Olam, the Pamazais, Gavar. V'samchul al zeh, says the Rosh. What basis are we saying that it's going to work like that? He said, V'samchul al zeh, l'chol mi, sh'adin imoy, karav lahavi rayos, v'oid, Misha den ima yimse nafsh shalai bi adi ma shim sir achil lizol v'oid yoyim ma betza shem sir nafsh v'yoyim mocha yoyim v'rayez v'yitzen mi adi. Rosh has a three svaras why logic would dictate that, you know, may the best man win, that the guy that's all of the guy that wins, it's not a svar to say that was actually his. Rosh has three svaras. One is that Chomish dinim that Mustama he'll be able to, if they say Kolam Gavra, Mustama he'll be able to bring rayas. Void Mishdinimoy Yimsa Nafshay. Right? He'll be most nefesh more because he knows that's really his. The other guy, okay, you know, he'll try. You know, if you get it good, not. He's not gonna take it to the end. The third svar he says is that the guy who's really a liar, he says it's not really worth it. On a practical level, it's not worth it because if Mice is up, it really belongs to the other guy. The chances are that eventually he'll be able to bring some proof that it's his. And then he'll find Raya's. Melo, what's the point? What do I gain? But on a practical level, what am I going to kill myself to get this field, get this boat? Well, the Mice tomorrow they can take away from me.
But all the stars are only assuming that one guy's actually lying, but if both of them think that they're the rightful owner, then they're both going to fight
each other. There's no side. That's clear in Taisus, the clear in the Sugya. There's no side that they're both in the rightful owner. One of them, the assumption is that one of them is lying, correct? Each one says this, means one of them is lying. How can they both feel why Mechtes? The one who feels the rightful owner. They both feel the rightful owner. No.
That's what their father said of Shittas they didn't know about.
Okay.
Again, then what?
The partial case is if I say it's mine, you say it's yours, and the Pshat is that one of us is lying. That Taisus of the Farish, and that's the partial Pshat. That's the Pshat.
Like Shlaimax, and you could have no kids where they both think they're the rightful owner.
Over there is a case, it's a case of Metzia. By Shlaimax, it's a Metzia. And then they both went and grabbed it. So then there's room for a mistake. And each one thinks he got it first, so then there's room to say that maybe there's no value around.
Say the father had a shit that they didn't know about. The father said a shit, they both owned the boat, and they never knew, each one never knew the other guy.
Doesn't make sense. That's not a stopper. The father said they don't know about it. Each one thinks they always had it.
The both fathers
okay.
died, they're like, hey,
okay,
we have that
fine.
Boat.
I can. Now, so Mela, so the Rosh seems to be saying very clearly, like he starts with Din, he goes on to explain how is it that, and at first he says Beferish, like upon him. Beferish, he says, not like Taisim of Messiah, he says Beferish, that you can't go grab back and forth. And he goes on to explain on what basis are we, passing it for him. Now, the problem with the Rosh, that the Tshuva Sarosh in Klalai and Zion seems to be saying the exact opposite, even though a lot of the things that he's saying is the same.
Both in pollution? Like, you punch it out? What does he mean? Like, they're just going to go run and grab it, and whoever grabs it first wins? Are they going to, like...
Kol Olam Gavar, either Barai, that's it. Kol Olam Gavar. Whoever's stronger wins.
Stronger in terms of what? Whoever knocks each other unconscious, whoever grabs the item first? What
does Rambam say about that? What does Rambam say about that? Rambam says it. Kol Olam Gavar. Bein Barai is Bein Mekayah.
What is Kayah?
Bein Mekayah. Bein Barai is Bein Mekayah. What's Kayah?
Is it a TKO? What do I have? I don't know.
Bein Barai is Bein Mekayah.
What is Kayah?
What are my choices? Kayah means Kayah.
Maybe the guy who grabs the item first.
He beats the guy up.
The guy who knocks
the guy up.
The guy who
whoever is stronger.
I don't know.
Now, the Rosh and the Tshuva, there is Dan, Lagabe, if the one of them was Olam, can the other guy make him make a Shavuos Heses?
What's
this? Ayin Zayin Aleph. Can the other guy make him make a Shavuos Heses? What? Make a face.
Why
what?
Shavuos
Heses. Huh?
Once he grabs it?
After one of them grabs it, can all the guy make it, make sure it's Hesed, what's strong? He says, it's his. Like when Sina says, oh, so now, says the Rosh. So the Rosh says that Maisa, he couldn't make a shuvas hases. Now he says, Yafka Safta, Aladin, Shinipsa, called Olam Gavar, the Gavra Yad Echad, Vitafas. So Vitafas, Shekinet, the Yachalashbiyah, Shebedin Tafas. Reuben ended up grabbing it. Shimon could say, I mean, mashbir you, that it's yours.
What if he doesn't?
Can I talk? These questions have to stop like this. Let me get through the whole sentence. V'adu baskina, called Olam Gavar, lav dinu. His opening line is, lav dinu. The Muslim Eimer, Bezdin, Paski Lee, called Olam Gavar. The Gavar Yadi, Rezchisim, Mikhail Bezdin, Bein, Lee Shavar. So we don't say that it's a din, and the guy could say, what do you mean? Ava Pesach. Now obviously, if Bezdin Paskins on an issue, then the guy that lost can't turn around and say, oh, it's not really making Shavuos Esses that it was Kedin that you took it, because he got a Pesach Bezdin. So now, so the Rosh is mashma, and whether or not the one that wins, the Olam guy, if he has to make a Shavuos Esses or not, it's only in the etzim gather, oh, they didn't call the Olam Gavar. And since he says the call Olam Gavar is lav dina, yeah, therefore he's saying you have to make a Shavuos Esses. El machmas. So what is it? Machmas ain't bezni chayim levar shalmihu vein shemechem and muchzik amru chazal. That's lafuke, you know, the Shnei Marks or whatever. Amru chazal called Olam Gavar. And here he does say exactly like the Rosh in the Pesachim. Amru chazal called Olam Gavar. V'samchu chacham malzeh. All the svaras that the Rosh Bayaz explains why Lachayr is saying why it is Dina, the Chumas of Rosh is using those same svaras, yeah, to explain why is it that Bezdin allows for a tfisa. But he says though, but it's lav dina. Mechim lav dina who mazil chamei marish tabeli shebedin tefasta. Now, so the Rosh is saying that, in other words, like this. What sounds like the Rosh saying like this is that it's not a psak. No, it's called long ago. It's not a psak. But el mai. But still, he needs all these svaras to explain. Why? How could Bezdin allow for such a hefkavel? How could Bezdin say called Olam Gavar? Elamai, it has to be even with the Chayyim saying even in the world of siluk, it can't just be hefkavel that Bezdin just you know let the dogs roam loose. Yeah, there has to be some type of cheshbin that Bezdin could allow for called Olam Gavar. You can't have. It's just very high and below. You can't just say mamash hefkavel. Elamai, there has to be some method to the madness. There has to be some some type of cheshbon over here. Narvas, but it's not the pshat that it's kilo to the pshat bezdin over here. It's not the pshat that it's a pshat bezdin.
It's semi pshat bezdin, no?
What?
And
therefore, the gabi shvos heses vadin is shvos heses because it's no pshat. Elamai, you still need all those svaras. The Rosh said in the Chedushim, the Rosh said in the Pesachim, you need those svaras even to allow a silk. But like he starts from the beginning, lav dina. Now, the question the Rosh over here says, hi called on the Gavar is dinu. Yeah? And call me Gavar Parmeshaina, who shall I? Until he bring a riot. So, L'chaira, I mean, they're talking about two different issues, right? Rosh is talking about Gabi an issue, whether the other guy could be Chayzer the typhus. The truth is that Rosh is talking about Gabi an issue as essence. Theoretically, the din of the Rosh in the Pesachim could exist even if you say it is lavdina. Yeah, because you can say like you go in the tshuva. The din of the nepsakim is not necessarily a steer the tshuva's rush. It's more the l'shaynis, because even you want to say that it's a silk, yeah, and therefore there's no psak bezdin that it's his. Yeah, there's no psak bezdin that the Allah the call the Olam Gavar it's his, and therefore vada the tshuva's hesus. But yet you can still say that if one of them grabs it. If one of them grabs it, then the other guy can't grab it back. And that, as the Rosh explains, because it can't be Hefkebelt, and therefore, what we're saying is, in Kol Olam Gavar, that whoever gets it first gets to keep it, but not Betaris Psak. But not Betaris Psak. It's just that that's him, it's a silk. And that's him saying, if he grabs, okay, it's going to stay by him. Not because Bez is passing that it's his. It's going to stay by him. And the reason why we're going to allow it to stay by him, again, we're going to say it stays by him. Another guy can't grab it because it can't be Hefkevel. And we're going to say the reason why it stays by him is because the reason why we're going to allow for this to happen is because we have all our Cheshbainis. But doesn't necessarily mean that it's like a Bez is passing that it belongs to him, but Bez is just saying that it stays by him. But Gabi Shua's Hesis, since there's no Psak that it belongs to him, therefore it's still up in the air. Elmai, Bez is said, I can't grab it from him. But Gabi Shua's Hesis. A Shavuos Hesin, there's no Psak Bezin, then I can still have a Shavuos Hesin. So the Bezin, there's no stira, I think, in the two Psakim of the Rosh. It's more the way the Lashon, over there the Rosh starts off, Zos Bezin Zayin, then the Lav Dina. And here he says, Zos Bezin Zayin, then it's Dina. So it's more the Lashon than, and then he goes on to explain, you know, why it could be a din, because there's a cheshbon over here. So, and then he goes on and says, if it can't be taifis. So, the lashon is more difficult, I think, than the psa.
What happens if he doesn't take the shua says?
What happens every time he takes the shua says?
I'm saying in this case, the other guy will get it?
Why have the shua says?
They both be mechuyev each other shua says? You grab it first. I'm a five Yishu Sessus. And then five Yishu Sessus. Then you just, what happens? You're just going to go for it.
Why?
Why not?
Who said that? If he doesn't make sure Sessus, then... It's some type of svara that why we allow it. It's not, it doesn't say it's a raya. Well, it doesn't say it's a raya. What? Karav Lahavi raya? Whoa. What does that mean? The Mastama Hill bring the better raya. But the Rambam said that I'll call the Om Gava Barayas over what you call, right? So you have to understand, what does it mean, Barayas? It's a raya. They didn't know call Om Gava for that. So you have to know what that means exactly. The rayas, yeah? Kolom Gavras, if it has a real raya, then it's not Kolom Gavras, it's rayas. Okay, but he's not saying that things are raya. He says, this is svar, Yim Tzahatzmai, and also there's a svar, the other guy who's saying, well, my bets are what I need the headache for, and lose anyway. These are shracha svaras, but it's something to grab onto.
Well, within the world of Sila, again, I'm sorry, within the world of Sila,
The Rosh over here says Labdin, and still he says he's Svaris. Even Labdin, he can't just be a Hefkevel. Even a Siluk. Yeah, I'm not saying there's Bam who doesn't call it that. There's Bam, you could hold that Siluk means Bezin, there's no do. Says the Bezin stays on it. The Rosh is saying, even though it's Labdin, But it's not Stam that is still, but Bezdin is responsible. Bezdin has to have some method of madness, even if it's the end of a siluk.
So Tfisa wouldn't work? If one guy gets it and then you grab it from him, it wouldn't work?
The Rosh says it.
Just the Rosh
says it.
Okay.
So the Rosh today? The Rosh says it.
Which mechanics is he keeping it with? It's not Chesed Koma, it's not a psak. Mm. If it's a siluk, isn't it?
That's the name of Kol Dolam Gavar. That's the Karas Chom. It's Karas Chom. Kol Dolam Gavar. Yeah.
He holds up like
his tzadim.
Like what
does he
hold up in the shoes?
Like, exactly. I said, I don't see a stira between. There's two different issues here. There's one shoes Hesses, and one is Gavar. Well, other guy could be Chayzer and grab it. I don't see a stira. There seems to be a stira in the words. Is a dino lab dino. Yeah. Fine, but not necessarily the two halachas. What the Rosh says in the tshuva, he could still hold what the Rosh says in the psakim. But dina lav dina might be a stira. The Rosh of this is his dina. The Rosh Bela says his dina. He means the talk literally. He means mamish dina. Yeah, not just no. It means mamish dina. Then it won't be a shuas essence. If he could say, he could lav dafka and say it doesn't mean mamish dina. He just means that there's the shtigl cheshbon over here. But again, you could say he lav dafka, lav dafka. It just means that there's some cheshbon over here, and then we're not going to let the guy go and grab it again. That's why for that should be a hefkebel. But Lashon, it's right. He talks about dina, he said lav dina. So that's very fair, the lav dafka. You could say, I'm showing you that, I'm just pointing out that lachas aren't necessarily. And but the Lashon Dina, if it means literally, then that would be a stira to the Rosh and the Tshuva. What the Rosh says in the Tshuva could hold what the Rosh says in the Pesachim. Unless we lav dafka, lav dina doesn't mean mamish lav dina just doesn't mean, when it says dina, it doesn't mean dina. I mean, it's not like maybe there's mamish mashma, that stama silk ba'alma, and like Taisa says, it go back and forth. So you mean, no, it's dina, the hainu, and the sum that mechashmi. You could say that. Okay, it's the same thing. That's, say that. I'm not saying that's a pashtus, I'm just. Dino, the home is rather me. Shall I call them? No, Loimus, what are you saying? Oh, Avcham Pasco. Look, the Pasco didn't call them Gavar. They said the didn't call them Gavar. They said the didn't call them Gavar, but not Pasco. They didn't pass him the money is his. They passed him the didn't call them Gavar. That is the Psak.
Gemara said
it. Gemara says that. They pass called on Gavar.
Is he like a Psak called on Gavar? Sure. Pasuk Chavah and called on Gavar. Is this seal from that? The Paskin is called on Gavar.
I mean, the din is called on Gavar, but the child, what does that mean? Okay.
It's a Psak because that means the mom is mamish in the Daraisa. No, that's a Psak, but what's the status of it?
The peasant passed it, so it's his. I don't know, like any psak. Any psak peasant. What's any psak peasant? The peasant passed it, the money's his, so it's his. Unless the peasant could make a mistake also.
I mean, even in a case of not kolon gvar, the Rosh would hold that there's no such concept of tfisa.
What?
Even in just stomach case, whenever we pass on that tfisa would help. Like, even not called on the bar.
You mean like what?
I don't know.
We pass the stomach case.
I don't know. The every case, the tfisa,
I don't know. Any case, basically. What's any case of yourself?
Then? I don't know. There's no case in Shas.
I don't know. Tell me case, then we'll talk about it.
That's bad.
Okay.
That's
bad. Zog Dumarabash.
Does tfisa help by Naskal, according to Bash? The tfisa would help by any case, because any case, you'd be Nana. I don't know.
There's no concept of tfisa,
continue. When we say that he keeps it, but if the other guy's therapist said that he keeps it. I can't think of a case offhand.
Okay, so if you can't think of a case, then we think of a case, we'll talk about it. Zogmar Baiter. Have seen it, like have seen it. Me like the tafsila bezdin. The yloi mash the sadi. Hadrina and the mafkina love to the mekara. For hipsid balasim. It feeds his bezdin klo. So Shbam says, the sad that have seen it is really because it's no big deal. There's nothing really to be lost by Beis Din being typhus. Because he says, we can always just put it back. But if the Baal Svina, like Dilma Loit have seen it, Dilma Loit Mashcha Sadi, Loit Adrina, Mafkina La, the Kamban, Nimsu, Shehifs, the Baal Svina, Aidenu, the Yam Shafkina La, Dilma have all in the Gobar, Baal Svina. And then it's a Zaycha Mishalai, Kenu Tam Hashem. So Shbam learns the Shaila of Tafsinon is really totally in the next Shaila of Gemara, whether Mafkina. Madam Loi Tafsinon holds that since Loi Mafkinon, Meila Loi Tafsinon, because then we took away the chance that he had of called Olam Gavar. Rafuna says, "Tafsina." Svila Krapab Dama Mafkina. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, "Loi Tafsina." Shne Svila, "Loi Mafkina." Kilo Kamar, Kilo Koch. "Loi Tafsina." The Shema Zayin Lo Yedim. The Shachinu. Mekol v'kol reitz l'hafsnes chaberi. The mach tafsina yedeyu the sulam afkina.
What's with the different names?
What?
What's with the different names? If
you're
learning
the
first
shadow is
like the second one.
Fine, so the Rishonim asked that. How he says that? Oh. One second. Mekol v'tafsina yedeyu l'hafsnes chaberi. Mekol v'kol reitz 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 l'hafsnes chaberi. Since we're not going to put it back, once we have it. Once it's by Bezdin, can't just throw it to the dogs. Meila, Bezdin has responsibility to give it to the rifle once it's by them. They can't be misalik themselves. Once they have it, they can't just be misalik themselves. They can't. A sil you could do before you have it. You say, okay, I don't know what to do, so I'm being misalik myself. But once you have it. Then you can't be misalik yourself. Once Bezdin has it, Bezdin just can't say, be misalik himself, you're already involved. I'm not getting involved. What do you mean, not getting involved? You are involved. You are involved. You're a typist, you're involved. Once you're involved, you can't just be misalik. The other man, the Amar holds, Rishman was mashma, that since, like it wasn't like a real tvis, it was only a tvis al das, to see if you can aid him, kilo, not like, it's like a timeout. It's like a time out. I'm not really being typhusit. I'm being typhus al das to be able to put it back. And Mela, it's not called tvis, so I'm not to put it back.
Is this whole Rishman going with Siluk? Because had he held it to Psaks, then what would be the big deal to put it back?
I just explained the Rishman in the line of Siluk.
Oh, I'm saying it's Mashka. Had he held it to Psaks, then he wouldn't have a problem. Everyone would hold it. He could be put it back. He could be Mafkina. Because he's putting it to Psaks, putting it back.
Right, I just explained that the tzad, the Lai Mafkinon.
But both tzad. Both tzad, it's not coming
in. How much
about
going with zero? Work to zero. Pashtis. Theoretically, you could have said that's good for Machlaikis. Theoretically, some do want to say that.
He doesn't say that.
I said theoretically, you could have said that's good for Machlaikis. Whether or not you're Mafkinon or not. It might be totally. If it's a siluk, then maybe you can. If it's virtually, you could. But the Rishbam, it's not like that. Even in the Tzad, the Rishbam says that Mafkinon. The Rishbam was mashma. That because it was only for the time being. Me lay with halves in the bezin. Don't you lay with halves in the dream? Mafkina, kid make horribly. Yeah. By Dilma. So they're putting it back to make car. Mafkina can make car. So it could be pshan. It's not perish nishbam. It could be the drum saying that it's not really feast. I'm only being typhused for the time being. It's not perish nishbam. You could say that. Whatever, he doesn't say too much about it, but it's not, you could say that Machlokes is just Lagabe, the Gedder, the Tefisa. Everyone holds the Silo. Imela, the Tav Lem Afkin is because once you have it, you can't miss out. The whole holds no. The whole you could because you never really type this in. Or you could say maybe that that's good for the Machlokes. But there's no indication that Mishmaelts, I wouldn't want to go so naked so far. But although we'll see, there are those that want to say that that's good for the Machlokes. Now, the funny thing that Ram says, the Ram says what? If his dominant they took it, if the din is not like Tafsina, so it doesn't make a mistake. It's a funny case. What he says, they both said to take it. Once it's a mom, you can't miss out on yourself when you have it. You have responsibility. Mafkina, okay, Shmatsum et Chila. Oh, this is what they want before. The Ram does say it. Mafkina, remember the Ram said. Mafkina, okay, Shmatsum et Chila. Shall das kate of so, shall loy of the aid, and Yatsru call on God. So here the Ram is very clear that even the tzad of Mafkina, it's not the Pshakos, like Mari wanted to say, maybe you hold that it's a Psak, and Mela, I can put it back because there's a Psak over it, like with the Rosh's a method in the madness, I could do that, even though we had no. Even he holds, China is, like I said before, it wasn't really, this is what I meant, this is the Shabbam, there wasn't a real Tvisa. China was only on Das to check it out. It's not cool, it was both the other, they only took it just to hold off for a second, but they didn't mamish take it, that it should be, that it's just sent by them that they can't put it back. It took all Das to put it back, so it's not cool, it's not a chasar in them taking.
That's what I meant before. If they're not supposed to take it, why both people told them to take it and they didn't want to take it?
What?
In the Shram before, he said, or both people to Inami, Shamushneim, Lebezim, Tvisa. Why, if they're not allowed to take it, why both parties agree they should take it? Are they then allowed to take it?
If the parties both tell Bezim to take it, what's the problem? The whole problem was that you're not able to put it back, so then.
Huh? Both parties, what happens if both parties take it?
I understand the reason why I like the scene is because you're messing the guy up. There's Bam said, but the guy's masking. Then what's the shayla? He's masking. He wants you to do that. So you're not messing him up if he tells you to do it.
So what if they both tell you to put it back?
Who arba? Have minsi. Hadin called on gava. Gemtai for taisus. Maishna mishnayim berachim talus. Don't break from the seer. The achloiku. Because he wants to know, and all the children want to know, what's the difference between Shneimerchs Metallus, within the Yachlaiku, and Hawarba, within his Kodom Gavr. The first bear in town. Shneimerchs like that. Maybe that's why my son seemed to have made a ches out of tough over here, chutzpah over here. Yeah. The leg of the tuft to make him look like a ches. Anyway, that's even like he's out. Oh, he's behaldering. The eich and shiny. The chivan sheshneim muzakim. Ein lan laniach sheyigz alech lechaveray. The choshek chivan yoidim sheyesh l'shneim chelik ba. She called over Yesh Lahamid, Becheskas Mishu Biyanri.
Is this similar with another fresh one quotes?
Yes. Aina's brother. But that didn't have to be asked right when I'm Lord of being Tay's fighter. Doesn't help. Doesn't help flow along. Noch. Farish Meritan. That is a shine. The Chidush name of Zokim. Ein lono leniach sheigzel lechod b'chaveiroi. Can't allow for kol dolam gavar, which is a potential someone stealing from his friend. The choshev, not potential. We look at the dadei. The choshev ki'ilu onu yoidim sheyesh l'shneim chaylek ba. Shekol dov yesh lahamed b'cheskas mishu b'yada. Can I mean on chayim is the din of kolma? Much that's a much like the minimum gab and ask their baba. The half gab the amr the dichat chatfi, chashvin alei gazlin. So brings a raya. Chori is bringing a raya from, he wants to bring a raya that the din of kolma kind of is like, we look at it vada that it is. In other words, the chayra as opposed to just saying that stamps might call a raya. Yeah, we don't take on in some sort of adayas that it's his. Rather, Mustafik, we say, you can't take it away from him. Moshbah, let's say, by case of Machapar B'chamor, which is one of the Rishos, which just happens to be one of the Rishos, but it's not a Raya B'chal as to whether the birth was before or after the Khalipin. We're just Tamadin of Tafas, it's by him. Yeah? So Chayra, Taisis, is using Nazir Abba to show that no, yeah, we look at it as Mamish is. Where do we see the Nazir Abba? Because the Gemara calls him a Gazlan. Gemara says Kimdam Mechot for Havle Gazlan, right? Kimdam Mechot for Havle Gazlan. Gemara is saying Gazlan. Gemara is saying that if one of them has something and then we know the other guy took it from him. So he's a Gazlan. How much of the Rosh Hashanah? He's a Gazlan. And to say the Chatri, we still, Gemara calls him a Gazlan. Gemara calls him a Gazlan. So we see that it's not just, you know, Stamus. We see that there's some type of Vadois over here that it's his. And Mela, that's why Nasr Rabbah calls him a Gazlan. Mela over here by us. Therefore, Taisa says, we can't pass him called all lover. You know, it's not like Taisa saying, but that's called Olam Gavar, perhaps is a better psak than Yachlaiku. Feed this Taisus, feed the Rach, whoever it might be. And called Olam Gavar, Batsim is a better psak. Nervos, we can't do that psak. We can't do the psak of called Olam Gavar. We can't do the psak of called Olam Gavar. Why? Because Maizish Bashneim Aichsim. So we say that. We say that we look at it. That, we'll see what it means in a minute. We look at it that belongs to each one has a vada chelik. Amela, we can't allow for gazela. We can't pass the long gavar, which is going to result in a gazela. Now, okay, so Tais understands Gazlan means Gazlan, obviously. It's Gazlan over there. And the Rishbam was only because only an Erecha, but let's say there was two. He takes Gemara seriously. Gazlan means Gazlan. Gazlan means Gazlan. Now, so, but again, so the Mavur and Tais is that Be'etzem, the Psak called Olam Gavar is better. Then the Yechlaiku. Narvas, over here, our hands are tied. We prefer to say Yechlaiku, but we can't say Yechlaiku. We'll see in the Riva, maybe not like that. But in the first Tarsus of Tarsus, yeah, Tarsus is explaining why we can say Kol Olam Gavar over there. The Hainu, that the Etzem, the Pesach of Kol Olam Gavar would be better. And the Rosh over there explains. Better than Yechlaiku, yes.
That's Kol Olam Gavar. That Kol Olam Gavar is always in Ma'ilah, unless we have to say Yechlaiku.
The Taisa, the Rosh over there explains.
What is it?
Yeah. Like he does all the place. Yeah? Using all the svaras over here. Oi, my bets, etc. Avhachel, the shneim of Zakin. Mugu fatal is on muchyavim limchoish, la yigza. So, in other words, it's clear in the Rosh. If you say achleiku, chat is someone's going to lose. So therefore, it's better to say kol malver, because there is a good chance that the right man win, and the best man win. And male over here, we can't say. Yachlai. So you can't say kol gavar because we look at it, each one is vada hits.
If it's an issue of the issue of gezela,
what?
If it's an issue of the issue of gezela, then why can we say hefer?
We're not talking about the issue of gezela.
So then
we don't let the person says no one's saying about the issue of gezela. We don't let someone steal from someone else.
So why is it be considered stealing?
It's not. I don't know. We just don't invoke half kibbutz is not half kibbutz. But we just do every time bezin is half kibbutz. There's a din over here that we say that belongs to both of them. So we're not glad someone steal it. That one's not
so
a question.
Why is it better to say now, that there's a chance to lose the whole thing?
And the Rosh explains that the other rabbi saying hold on. By saying kol gavar, we were in a better position, El and I. But since they're both musig, so if we can't say kol, you can't say kol gavar, because then we look at it that someone's about to steal, someone is about to take something that doesn't belong to him.
He's looking at the positive now, aspect that if you say kol gavar, there's a good chance the right guy will get the whole thing. Whereas if you say chalken, he's for sure losing half.
Okay.
But the flip side of that is also true. That if you say kol gavar, there's a good chance to lose the whole thing. You say chalken, at least he's getting part of it. So
okay.
Why is he looking? They're both equal stunning.
It's not both equal stunning. The Rosh explained. Because Rosh says, in five places, that we're confident that the right guy was going to get the cold longer.
So he tests this thing on the Rosh's side?
He doesn't say. I'm just saying the Rosh over there with in Bamatsia seems to be saying like Taisus. And he says that's Svar, he has that Svar. Now, Taisa doesn't say any svar. I'm saying, but it's clear in Taisa that kol gavar is better than yechlaiku. Narvas over here we can't say yechlaiku. Our hands are tied. We can't say yechlaiku because here we say it belongs to both of them. Now, so I have a bit of a problem. Even with this Taisa right away, and we'll see. The Hemshul Taisa is also important. What is this gadget of Taisa? And we say that it belongs to each one. Like this. When we look at Lam Gimel Beis, Taisa Lam Gimel Beis, by Chatziv. Taisa over there said, Taisa has a kasha, why you chotzer for the Paris, pay the play, alt koma. Taisa answered, nafkamina, if you put it down, somewhere not in your property. Mitzad koma, you're not going to get it. Tzal chotzer, if it's a raya, you will get it. So we said then, that Rabbi Seinu, being arrived in this Taisa, that koma, is not a gather of a raya. It's a raya. How do you get it? Oh, must be bought it. It's a raya that it says. Because if it was a raya, then even if you put it down, the raya, you don't lose the raya when you put it down. So therefore, Rabbi Seinu, Granat, Nabuchanan, they all say, if this Taisa is Muchach, that the svar of Kalma, the svar of Chulkin Ben Chaskinon, is just enough to create a drawer, to create a suffix. And Meladin is, then Meladin is Hamayz Chol V'Ray. So the whole din that's of Kalma al Chayavitais is really just Hamayz Chol V'Ray. He's a mokzik. Because how do we, but without the svar of looking at Ben Chaskinon, we'll say, what do you mean, Mechtes? Is he not a guy's a Marakama? Marakama is a Marakama. Just because you're holding it, so what? He's a Marakama. We don't know that, you don't know that he bought it, then we know that we have a Chazaka Meikara, Marakama. So maybe he gets it. Elamais, what is looking at Ben Chaskinon? That's just enough to create a suffix. Once you create a suffix, then you can say, I'm up to all right. So Fiza. If that's the gather of Kalman, then Lechaira, I don't know, I come to our Taisus, and Taisus is getting all fancy on me, and tells me that he invokes the Sugat Nasan Rabba, he calls him a Gazlan, and we say that it's Vaday his, at least partially Vaday his, two people holding, we say it's Vaday his, because, and therefore we can't pass in Kalon Gavar, because someone's going to be stealing, etc. Yeah? So as I said before, I mean, I've set myself up over here, that the chayr, when Tais needs Nasr Vaba, there's a gazlan. I said it was mashmataisus, that if we just damadin of tafas, damadin of mazchal of raya, that wouldn't be enough to say that to be all such, get all nervous to say kolom gavar, even though kolom is a better psak, because we wouldn't be nervous to say kolom gavar, which is a better psak, because he's a mutzak. Elmai, we need more than that. We need that kilu is vaday his. Yeah, kilu is vaday his. And therefore, we have a problem now. We have a problem. Someone's stealing. But just to take it from the guy that's holding it because he's holding it, yeah, that he should lose it, no, Nishka Farlo. That wouldn't be a reason for us to say Nyachlaiku as opposed to Kol Dalam Gava. Right? That we said that was Mashmar's Taisus. That's what Taisus has to bring Nasr Rabba, and we call him a Gazlan, and therefore we have a problem, so Taisus, of to say Kol Dalam Gava in the case of Shnei Mechs Metalis, and that's why we prefer Yachlaiku, even though Batsem, you know, Batsem, Kolom Gavar is a better Pesach, because there's a good chance that the right guy is going to get it. So now, but Taisa's Chor is Pashta is Han and Nidav Kolma. Taisa says, Nidav Kolma says, that belongs to him. Some of Pateris Vaday, and at least somebody, we look at each one as something of Pateris Vaday. The Mela, is a problem saying Kolom Gavar. Now, if we say, no, it was you, if we say,
you did.
You did. There's a lot of ways of talking. I said there's a lot of ways of talking. But now, look, if Taisus holds that the whole Gedev Kolma is not a Raya, that's his, yeah, then what's he saying? Then what's he saying? Again, Taisus has been the Marshal Manasta Rabba, that we call him a Gazlan. Taisus says that, yeah, that on the Yerid Mashiach, yeah, the Chosh of Kiel on the Yerid Mashiach is the same Chelibah. Yeah, Kiel on the Yerid Mashiach is the same Chelibah. We'll see exactly the gather of that, even. But it's not Mashiach, you're not, but the Kiel on the Yerid, at least there's a Kiel on the Yerid, and we said that, Paris of the Kaman Fuk, and that's not the Stam, there's a Tafa, that's not the Mosek, and that's why he needs Nasr of Abba, and then we call him a Gazlan. Paris needs a Gemara, we call him a Gazlan. Paris says, well, Stam, you know, he's all okay, must call him Raya. Right? No, Paris wasn't. There wasn't enough for Taisus that we shouldn't. It was mashma. There was Taisus throws the book at the guy over here. Taisus gives you a whole shiur Torah, a whole shiur kol over here in Kolma in order to tell me why by Shnai Meichzin you can't say Kolom Gavar, even though we're saying that that's a preferable psak before Barash. So Chayra, if Tachmarim are right, for Rav Tali and Rav Chanan and Chayyur, they have a very strong case in Taislam Gimel and Beis. I always felt that, you know, even that's Mechudish to Ketzad, yeah, because Pashas, you use the Kol Maaz of Sarayat. But for Chayyur, if they put it down, you don't get it. So Chayyur, they have an eyes and a raya that it's not a raya. Im Kain, so how does that Taisus stem with our Taisus?
Yeah. Why, just because it generates a once in a of a raya, does that mean that Rabbi is saying that we should be able to still do chalten? If it's not a raya, it's just that you're holding it. I don't know.
Again, I just said my verse of fact. Explain. My verse of fact, Tarsus goes out of his way to build up the case. He calls him a gazlan, etc., etc. That's mashma. I said before I even brought the Taisa. It's mashma that just stop the mitzvah of Elias, and I know we need Taisa. We need to say that onu yoidim the chosh of kehilu onu yoidim sheyesh shem chelba, as if we know. But if it's a dinner, it's not a right, we don't know. We don't know that the yesh lam chel. Taisa goes on to say. Taisa goes out of his way to tell me. First of all, the way he says it, and then it means the Rav Nasar of Abba is a gazlan, that it's saying that there's some type of, we look at it at least, that there's a, that it's vade his. So if it's not much called a varayim misafik, then you don't have that, what Taisus is saying. And I explained that maybe it would seem in Taisus that if it's just Tam, the din of Aman the Kavle, the one that's sick, he has to go to the doctor, and therefore he can't be waiting for the guy that happens to be holding it, that won't be enough a reason not to call him Gavra. That was my shmoyas in Taisus.
It's still going to be a guy stealing. Even if it's just the.
Again, everything he's saying might be true. If Taisus didn't say what he's saying, so at first I'm learning up in Taisus. Why Taisus saying now like that? I'm not saying that Misvara, it wouldn't have been enough that the Stam Yisrael Varaya is considered stealing, yeah, and we couldn't allow that. I didn't say Misvara. I said it in the fact that Taisus goes out of his way to build up the case. That sounds like he's saying more than just Stam Yisrael Varaya. That's what I said from Taisus. Now. In the etzem geder of Taisus, what is he saying? Yeah. So forget about this theory with those acharyim. I don't really know. To me, it's very problematic how those acharyim learn. Okay, so maybe there's another pshat of Taisus over there. Rabbi Lang says he seems he's still somewhere. There is a Baruch Berel learns differently in Taisus. I don't know. I have to check it out. I don't know. Until I see it, I don't know that it exists. So I don't know. But Akbana, maybe it's not real Taisus. I always thought that the right from that Taisus is mamish very stark. Akbana, now, what is the Gedder Taisus? What is the Gedder Taisus? So here, Rav Chan has a very, very, very important question, an awesome question, on the Hemshel Taisus. Okay, so Taisus got through saying the Rechal, the Medan, whatever it is, says that since with Kilo, each one has a chel, therefore we can't possibly go ahead and say, Kol Don God, take away, because then that's doing Gezeila. Now, what Taisus is, Kilu borer again. Kilu borer shayis a national oisah shayim mukzik ba. Yeah, kilu hay borer. Yeah, he's very very strong with shayis over there. Right. V'had the medami lehasam talis l'shar. Yeah, munach hashav eliyom. After the b'shar the hasam ain shemechad mukzik. So claim the shayin ami chashiv lehay nu kilu shneim mukzakim ba kimin mukach shneim nifter. Taisa has a very strong question, and that's really the basis of the machlokes between the Ben Tam and the Rivah, yeah, is this point. Because the Gemara of Mamatsiya, we have Machlaikis, a race in Rabbanon by Manashlishi. Yeah, I assume everyone knows what Manashlishi is? Good. Manashlishi. That there with the Gemara want to know, why is it Yeimunach? It should be Yachlaiku. Now, Taisus, if we say, the only reason why it's Yachlaiku is because the Mukzik, so that's the basis, say Yachlaiku. We can't take away from the Mukzik. Harei, the Manashlish is the one's a Mukzik. It's It's my third party. So what's the problem? So what's the kasha b'chal? Why should be a chalik over there? It's only a chalik who when it's they're both holding it. So Tysus, since the mice are holding them both, so when we say that they're both mukhzak. So chalim the shanam yichosh lekiilu shnei mukhzak. And boy, kinu mukar shnei nifka. Now, even in Tysus is very difficult. Tysus is difficult because Achareim will ask, what do you mean? But Tysus, the mice, one I gave him two, one I gave him one. So the mice, he's holding it. He's the one shlish, he's holding it for the guy, for one of them. He's not holding it for both of them. Why is it? He says he's holding it for both of them. Why is he holding both of them? What's Mekar Shneim Nifka? It's only his mice. He said, no, but why is it both? Why is it Kilu's holding both of them? So the Chayim answer, that's through the Sifis of Mabitsiya. Now, either it's talking about when they gave them one bundle, so Meila Pshat is, it's one Pekotin, or they gave it in front of each other. See, the Chayim squirm out of it. And they say that either the Mamash is given together, or Kitzit's given in a way where Betzem, he's a Shayimrim for all of them. So Mesnad is Dine Shayimrim. It's not like if each one gave him separately, then obviously he's only a shamer. If it was totally separate, he's only a shamer for the one that gave him two. We just don't know what it is. It's not holding for both of them. El may have been somehow recognized a case over there where there was together, where it was given in some eifin together. El may have been a shamer for both of them. That's how you're gonna have to get out of Tysus, out of this problem with Tysus. So Ruchon asks, "Kim the mekayach shneim?" The Rebbe says, "Kim mekayach shneim?" Ruchon asks, "An aizen kasha." Ruchon asks, "An aizen kasha?" If we're used to saying that the gather of koma is, it's a rai that it's his. Yeah. So banish loyelam. In the case of chadon, there's zicha no raya. Yeah. That belongs to both of them. You know, we could maybe squirm out of it and say somehow he's watching both of them. But that it's a raya that it belongs to both of them, Rabbeinu Shlomo, it for sure doesn't belong to both of them. If for sure only belongs to one of them. So if Tais is working with Kolma, and Tais is saying that when there's a Kolma, since each one finally has something at least, something, we'll see, something will happen, we'll see. Yeah, then we say that we can't say kol dam gavra because there's gazel going on in there. And we said that the side of kol ma is because of that zaraya, and that's what they meant that nasa zaraba, he's a gazlin, the zaraya, and he's a gazlin, and it's his, if it's seder. But Baruch Shalom, for the case of Manish Lishi, it's zichah belong only to one of them. So you could somehow figure it out a case. It's Kiilu when he's watching both of them. No, Melo, will you get away with that? But when they said there's a coma over here, that they're both muchzik akdei kach, the Gemara is saying that the ayakni say achleiko, because he's watching both of them because there's a coma, they're saying that's the coma over here. So what shaykh is my Manish Lishi? Mamash apel the kasha, apel the kasha, like a bukhan. Mamash apel the kasha. Yeah. Similar problem you might have with the Tezim and Leila, Gemara by Shtar. Okay, I don't want to go into that right now. Okay, so Mishnah Baruch is Mishnah. Oh, Zokar Bukhana. Elamai. From here it's Mukha. That the gather, at least the Fetaisis, yeah, of Kolma, yeah, is not. That it's a raya. It's not that it's a raya. Elamai. And Lashon of Tesis actually fit quite nicely. And Mefrat, the Lashon of the Tesis, of the Rosh in Bav Metzia, to the Gedder Ochan. What is this Gedder? He says like this. Where is this? Gimel. Near Mizeh, the Hachazok of Mashachem Meshloi, Ain't Mitam Umdenu, Bir, Shekainu, Elisha Din Tairu, Shain Srichim Lochosh, Shem Ainish Loi. The Pshad is, Komashachem Meshloi, Pshad is that when we see someone's holding something, that we don't have to think twice. We don't see a Suffolk over here. We look at it, we see it's by him, okay, it's his. That's the way we look at things, and we don't have to clarify it there. And the Lush and the Rosh is really very interesting. This is the Rosh. We see something beyad adam. We think that it's his. And Lashon HaTorah says as well. All Lashon HaTorah says, he's very meduktik in his Lashon is over here, I think. He says, they can't steal. The chashiv keilu on yoidim. He says keilu on yoidim shem chelad ba. She called davar sheish laham and bechesed misha ubiadai. So they have keilu on yoidim sheish shem chelad ba. Then he's an asner vabo. That's when we had the chashiv gazan keilu again. Who borrowed sheish nasher oisim shem mokzit ba. Yeah. So meil zogim mechanan. The pshat is that when we look at it, we don't see a suffix here. We look at it, we say it's his. We look at it, he's holding, we say it's about his. Dugmul is there. Kain din, chazak bisurin. The end of verse hamaisa, chomokim udin vaday. Chazak is din vaday. We suffer in Gresh, the end of donkey, we vaday ashes ish. Yeah? Onu donkey, we vaday ashes ish. Viltat disasri, etc. Talk upon him. So even though it's not nothing by chazok, it's not mavar and mitzias, but it's a gather mavadai. So mail over here also. That's usually as a marshal dugma. So mail over here also. The chivon, the choshev, kiilu shnei mukzakin. So when we see two people holding something, so we say it belongs to both of them, yeah, or at least part of it belongs to both of them. Not necessarily half and half, as Taiz Mamsiya, we didn't get Taiz Mamsiya, because Mamsiya seems to be saying all of its own. But Taiz over here is saying that L'Kho'echon Chelek, something, the Pshat and Mela, after having that, yeah, oh. B'chil L'Choshkil Shneim Uzakim, so Mela's a Din Vaday, and therefore we say that we can't take away from that. So Mela, who are then by Manishlishi, even though Avada Aliba de Emes, Avada, and here's where it gets a little sticky, but Avada Aliba de Emes, Aliba de Emes, we say Avada almost to one of them. But since Bezdin sees two people holding it, Bezdin has to deal with it, Bezdin has to deal with it that it belongs to them. Avadai. Mamela Taisvis, that's why the Gemara of the Ask Kasha, that it should be Achlaiku, because it's considered Shneim Mukhzakim.